This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Loath though we are to give away airtime to our underwriters for nothing, love them though we do, this ad from back in March came to mind this morning.
Marketplace is supported by Invest Northern Ireland, a European location with a global reputation for excellence and people with a mindset that can deliver results. Northern Ireland, altogether more. Learn more at investni.com.
Now, you might rightly ask why we thought of that this morning. It's because after years of negotiation and frustration and ill will aplenty, there is a deal on Brexit, a deal that hinges almost entirely on the economic border between the Republic of Ireland and the British province of Northern Ireland. Parliament votes on Saturday. It's a political toss-up, analysts say. But for Northern Ireland, which has had its share of economic challenges, there's a whole lot riding on this. From the European Desk, Marketplace's Stephen Beard is on that one.
On the face of it, Northern Ireland should be celebrating. The deal, if it goes ahead, would leave the province in a very privileged position, facing no tariffs at all in its two biggest markets. Stephen Booth is with the Open Europe think tank.
This deal grants it access to both markets, the home market of Great Britain, but also the EU market.
But Northern Ireland isn't celebrating. For one thing, the Democratic Unionists, the biggest political party there, opposes the latest deal. That, says John Corley of Cornell University, could be a problem.
So if it doesn't go through, then there continues to be uncertainty. I think there might be an argument for saying that just having any plan in place would eliminate some uncertainty.
And the uncertainty of Brexit has already hit Northern Ireland hard, deterring much-needed private sector investment. The province's economy has improved a lot since peace broke out there 2 decades ago. But Mark Blythe, who teaches political economy at Brown University in Rhode Island, points out the grim reality. It's mostly English taxpayers that keep Northern Ireland afloat with an $11 billion a year subsidy.
What's Northern Ireland's economic progress, apart from being a part of the British state? Over 60% of consumption in Northern Ireland is basically government transfers. It's an economically depressed region.
If Brexit does eventually happen, those English taxpayers may feel even less inclined to prop up the beleaguered province. It's hardly surprising that in the EU referendum, the majority in Northern Ireland voted to remain. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.